This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Overnight, we did get an update on the two bodies of Jesse Baird and Luke Davies. They were found at 1 p.m. yesterday by police. One man who is down at Bungonia at the moment is Alex Heinke. He's from Channel 9 and he joins us now. Alex, thank you very much for your time, buddy.
That's all right. G'day, team.
Alex, thank you for joining us and obviously giving us the update on where things are at the moment. Can we go back to yesterday? Can you tell us exactly where the bodies were found and located?
Yeah, this is it's really a rural area. This is bush, I guess it's a simple way of putting it. Yep. Tall trees, long grass. It is really a back country road. It's just outside of Bungonia. I don't know if you guys know this area very well, but it's about, you know, half an hour outside of Goulburn. Not much traffic coming along this road. The properties are large, but it's been found that they've been found, as we know, in surfboard bags, which is just shocking, just along a fence line, just sort of off this road. We know that all detectives, they went and questioned, the alleged killer, and he told them where the bodies could be found. And look, it didn't take long. Authorities went straight there, located them, and then we sort of know the rest, don't we?
Why there, Alex?
Was set up. That is the million-dollar question. It was only, 48 hours ago we were searching a dam on the other side of Bungonia. But as we know, the theory, I guess, is that he dumped the bodies around that dam, the first search location, then returned several hours later to move them again. So, look, it's sort of on the way back towards Sydney from the first location to the second location. Yep. So the theory that the authorities are working off, that he simply panicked. You've got to remember, this alleged killer hasn't had much sleep. He probably hasn't eaten much as well. He's not thinking straight. And to sort of panic and scramble, it seems like the way he did, this place seemed as good as any.
It's peace for the families now as well, Alex, that the bodies have been found. Obviously, horrific news, but have you seen any family members arrive on the scene?
Yes, we have. It was about 8 o'clock last night. In a convoy led by police, one of the families arrived. It was the family of Jesse Baird. We understand that they went into the crime scene and saw, their loved one's body, which is it's pretty traumatic, to be honest with you guys. It's crazy stuff. We know that the other family as well, Luke's family, they've been invited. Whether or not they'll take up that invitation, I guess, is still to be finalised. But the bodies have now been removed as well. That sort of happened late last night.
Right.
But forensics and stuff are still on scene, as you can understand.
Alex, can you tell me, when we first found out the accused wasn't cooperating with police at all or helping with the investigation, then, he ended up, I believe his lawyer then became present and he was then sort of assisting and helping with police. Was it just for legal reasons or just being a psychopath he didn't want to?
That's what we've been told. Legal reasons. I don't know sort of what that means. We know that in some cases, because it's obviously, it's a police officer that's been accused of this, he could have been taken and walked through the main yard at Silverwater, and then said, look, if you don't cooperate, this is where you'll end up, and they don't like cops. There's a few theories going around of how detectives do their job, but they've described it as legal reasons, and whether that's true or not, I guess it'll come out in court. But it does seem strange, doesn't it? It's just another one of these questions that really hasn't been answered as to why go to so much effort to sort of cover up your crime, then to hand yourself in, and then to not cooperate.
Alex, with the families arriving at the scene yesterday where the bodies were found, was that for the purpose of the family and peace for the family, or were they actually required to identify the bodies on site?
Yeah, that's not a requirement. But what essentially happens is police give them an invitation.
Right.
They say, hey, look, do you want to come to the scene? Do you want to see the bodies? And they can sort of pull out at any stage, depending on how they're feeling and how close they want to get. But we've been told that Jesse's family did go in and see the bodies, but Luke's family, they're yet to do that. Well, and we know now that the bodies have been moved, so they might be doing it later, at a police station.
How confronting.
Shocking,
Alex, it is. It's shocking news overnight, but the bodies have been found. We appreciate your time, buddy. We really do, and thanks for coming on the show.
All good. Talk soon.
Thanks for the update, mate. Bye-bye.
Fitz in Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.